Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
Just say one.
Yeah.
Just say one.
hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God. And as always, as we come before you on this day again, we just want to pause for a moment to say thank you, Lord. Glory to your name. And thank you, Jesus, for allowing us again to come before you on this day, continuously to bring the word of God. We truly thank you in Jesus' name. We give God praise, honor, and glory for being who he is and all of what he's done in the name of Jesus. We come in the name of Jesus on the day to continue forth with the reading of God's holy word. But as always, we're going to take a time to bring forth God's word in Jesus' name. Let's pray.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
God, praise God. We had a moment of silence there, and I apologize. But once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God, where we come before you on this day to continue reading the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. Praise God. We do, before any further, want to give God all praise, honor, and glory for who he is and all of what he's done. Amen. We truly thank God for the clouds, for the air that we breathe, for the roof over our head, for all of what he's done, providing us with every provision, allowing us to be able to stand and be the men and women of God in which he's called for us to be. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that as we go forth, we give honor to God, who is the head of my life, honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw. I also would like to acknowledge those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter. Those are in Canada, Jamaica. Praise God. We thank God for each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And let us go forth and pray in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, once again, we thank you as we give you praise, all honor and glory that you deserve. For we know that apart from you, Father God, we can do nothing. But for you, by you, and with you, you can do all things through Christ, which gives us strength. We come before you on today, Lord God, once again, to continue acknowledging you in Jesus' name for being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We thank you, Lord God, for providing us our every need. We thank you, Father God, for looking past our faults. We thank you, Father God, for giving us of our sins. In Jesus' name, providing our every need. Lord God, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord God, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Oh, God, we just give you praise. We just give you honor, glory, for you worthy. In Jesus' mighty name. As always, we give you that honor, that glory, and that praise. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Once again, praise God, praise God, praise God. And once again, we thank God for coming before you on today as we continue to be diligent and obedient to God and bringing forth the reading of his word.
Amen.
We're here at 2 Chronicles, the 11th chapter. Hallelujah. Out of the King James Version.
Amen.
And let us read. And Rehoboam was come to Jerusalem, he gathered on the house of Judah and Benjamin 104,000 chosen men, which were warriors, to fight against Israel, that he might bring the kingdom against Rehoboam. But the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah, the man of God, saying, speak on to Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, king of Judah, and to all Israel and Judah of Benjamin, saying, thus saith the Lord, ye shall not go nor fight against your brothers. Return every man to his house, for this thing is done of me. And they obey the words of the Lord, and return from going against Jeroboam. And Rehoboam dwelt in Jerusalem, and dwelt and built cities for defense of Judah. He built even Bethlehem, and Etham, and Tekoa, and Bethzur, and Shokul, and Adullam, and Gath, and Mirzamah, and Ziph, and Adoram, and Lachish, and Azihah, and Zorah, and Jolan, and Hebron, which were in Judah, and in Benjamin, 6 cities. And he fortified the strongholds, and put captains in them, and saw the victuals, and of oil and wine. And in every several cities he put shields and spears and made them exceedingly strong, having Judah and Benjamin on his side. And the priests and the Levites that were in all Israel resorted to him out of all their coast. For the Levites left their suburbs and their possessions and came to Judah and Jerusalem. From Jeroboam and his sons, and cast them off from executing the priest's office unto the Lord. And he ordained him priest over all his priests for the devils and for the calves which he made. And after him, out of all the tribes of Israel, such as set their hearts to seek the Lord God of Israel, come to Jerusalem to sacrifice unto the Lord God of their fathers. So they strengthened the kingdom of Judah and made Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, strong. 3 years and 4 years they walked in the way of David in Solomon. And Rehoboam took him Mahalath, the daughter of Jerimah, the son of David, to wife. And Abihail, the daughter of Eliab, the son of Jesse, which bore him children, Joash and Shemariah and Zaham. And after her, he took Micaiah, the daughter of Ephron, which bore him Abijah, the Ittiah, and Zerzah, and Sima. And Rehoboam loved Micah, the daughter of Absalom, above all his wives and his concubines. For he took 18 wives and 80 concubines, and took 18 wives, begat 28 sons, 80 daughters. And Rehoboam made Abijah, the son of Micah, the chief, and be ruler among the brethren, for he thought that he might make them king. And he dwelt wisely and dispersed of all his children throughout all the countries of Judah and Benjamin unto every city. And he gave them victuals in abundance, and he desired to be wise. Chapter 12. And it came to pass, when Rehoboam had established the kingdom and had strengthened himself, he forsook the law of the Lord and all Israel with him. And it came to pass that in the 5th year of King Rehoboam, Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem because they had transgressed against the Lord, with 1,200 chariots and 80,000 horsemen. And the people were without number that came with him out of Egypt, and Reuben, the Shechem, and the Ethiopians. And he took the 5 cities which pertained to Judah and came to Jerusalem.
Then
came Shemaiah, the prophet of Rehoboam, and to the priests of Judah that were gathered together to Jerusalem because of Shishak, and said unto them, Thus saith the Lord, ye have forsaken me, and therefore have I also left you in the hand of Shishak. Well, Paul and the prince of Israel and the king of Numbers humbled themselves, and they said, The Lord is righteous. And when the Lord saw that they numbered themselves, humbled themselves, the word of the Lord came to Shishamiah, saying, They have humbled themselves. Therefore I will not destroy them, but I will grant them some deliverance. And my wrath will not be poured out upon Jerusalem and by the hand of Shishak. Nevertheless, they shall be his servants, that they may know my servants and the servants of the kingdom of the countries. So Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem and took away the treasures of the house of the Lord and the treasure of the king's house. He took all he carried away, also the shields of gold which Solomon had made, instead of which King Rehoboam made shields of brass and commended them to hands of the chief of the guard and kept the entrance of the king's house. And when the king entered into the house of the Lord, and guard came, fetched them and brought them again into the guard chamber. And when he humbled himself, and wrath of the Lord turned from him, that he would not destroy him altogether. And also in Judah, things went well. King Rehoboam strengthened himself in Jerusalem and reigned. For Rehoboam was one of the 40 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which the Lord had chosen out of all the tribes of Israel to put his name down. And his mother's name was Nehemiah in Amoritus. And he did evil because he prepared not his heart to seek the Lord. Now the acts of Rehoboam, first, the last, are they not written in the book of Shemaiah, the prophet, and of Iddo, the seer, concerning genealogies? And there was between Rehoboam and Jeroboam continually. And Rehoboam slept with his fathers and was buried in the city of David, and Abijah, his son, reigned in his stead. Chapter 13. Now in the 18th year of King Jeroboam began Abijah the reign over Judah. He reigned 3 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Micaiah, the daughter of Uro and Gideah. And there was war between Abijah and Jeroboam, valiant men of war, even 400,000 chosen men. Jeroboam also set the battle in array against him, which 800,000 chosen men, 8 being mighty men of valor. And Abijah stood up upon Mount Zemira, which is in Mount Ephraim, and said, "Hear me, thou Jeroboam, and all Israel, ought ye not to know that the Lord God of Egypt gave the kingdom over Israel to David forever, even to him and to his son by the coming of salt? Yet Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, the servant of Solomon, the son of David, is risen up and hath rebelled against his Lord. And there are gathered unto him vain men, the children of Belial, and have strengthened themselves against Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, when Rehoboam was young and tender-hearted and could not withstand them. And now ye to withstand the kingdom of the Lord in the hand of the sons of David, and ye be a great multitude, and there are with you golden calves which Jeroboam made you for gods. Have ye not cast out the priests of the Lord, the sons of Aaron and the Levites, and I've made you priests over the manner of the nations of other lands, so that whosoever cometh to consecrate himself with a young bullock and even rams, the same way be the priests of the that are no gods. But as for us, the Lord is our God, and we will have not forsaken him. And the priests which minister unto the Lord are the sons of Aaron, and the Levites wait upon their business. As they burn unto the Lord every morning and every evening burnt sacrifices and sweet incense, the showbread also set them in order upon the pure table and the candlestick of gold with the lamps thereof to burn every evening. For when we kept the charge of the Lord our God, but ye have forsaken him. And behold, God himself is with us for our captain, and his priests with sounding trumpets to carry alarm against you. O children of Israel, fight ye not against the Lord God of our father, and ye shall not prosper. But Jeroboam calls an abusement to come about behind him. So they were before Judah, and the ambushment was behind them. And when Judah looked back, behold, the battle was before and behind. And they cried unto the Lord, and the priest sounded with the trumpet. Then the men of Judah gave a shout. And as the men of Judah shouted, it came to pass that God smote Jeroboam and all Israel before Abijah in Judah. And the children of Israel fled before Judah, and God delivered them into their hand. And Abijah and his people slew them with a great slaughter, so that fell down slain of Israel 500,000 chosen men. Thus the children of Israel were brought under at the time, and the children of Judah prevailed because they relied upon the Lord God of their fathers. And Abijah pursued after Jeroboam and took cities from him, Bethel with the towns of thereof, and Jeshana with the towns thereof, and Ephraim with the towns thereof. Neither did Jeroboam recover strength again in the days of Abijah, and the Lord struck him, and he died. But Abijah waxed mighty, and married 14 wives, and begot 22 sons and 16 daughters. And the rest of the acts of Abijah and his ways and his things are written in the story of the prophet Abijah. Chapter 14. So Abijah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of Dedan. And Asa, his son, reigned in his stead. In his days, the land was quiet 10 years. And Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God. For he took away the altars of the strong gods in his high places, and break down the images, and cut down the graves. And commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers, and they did the law and the commandments. Also he took away out all the cities of Judah, the high places and the images, and the kingdom was quiet before him. And he built fences, his cities in Judah, for the land had rest, and he had no war in those years, because the Lord had given him rest. Therefore, the sound, he said unto Judah, let us build this city, and make them walls, and towers, gates and bars, while the land is yet before us, because we have sought the Lord our God, and we have sought him, and he has given us rest on every side. So they built and prospered, and Asa, army of men that bore targets and spears, and of Judah 300,000, and out of Benjamin there bore shields and drew bows 240,000. All these were mighty men of valor. And there came out against them Zerah the Ethiopian with a host of thousands and 300 chariots, and came unto Maresha. And Asa went out against him, and they set the battle in array in the valley of Ziphatiah. And Mishiah and Asa carried unto the Lord his God and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Let us, O Lord, O God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God. Let not man rebel against thee. So the Lord smote the Egyptians before Asa, before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. And Asa and the people that were with him pursued them after Gerar, and the Ethiopians were overthrown, that they cannot recover themselves, for they were destroyed before the Lord and before his host, and they carried away very much spoil. And they smote all the cities around the Gera, for the fear of the Lord came upon them, and they spoiled all the cities, for there was exceedingly much spoil in them. They smote all the tents of cattle and carried away sheep and camels in abundance and returned to Jerusalem. Chapter 15. And the Spirit came upon Azariah, the son of Obad. And he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, Hear ye, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin, the Lord is with you while you be with him, and ye seek him. He will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Now for a long season Israel has been without the true God, and without the teaching priest, and without law. But when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found of them. And in those times there were no peace in him that went out, nor that him that came in, but great vexation were upon all the inhabitants of the countries. And nation was destroyed of nation, and city of city, for God did vex them with all adversity. Be ye strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. And when Asa heard these words, and the prophetess, and the prophecies of Oadab, the prophet, he took courage and put away the abominable idols out of all the land of Judah and Benjamin, and out of the cities which he had taken from Mount Ephraim, and renewed the altar of the Lord that was before the porch of the Lord. And he gathered all Judah and Benjamin and the strangers with them out of Ephraim and Manasseh and out of Simeon, and they fell to him out of Israel in abundance. When they saw that the Lord his God was with him, so they gathered thousands. They gathered themselves together at Jerusalem in the third month and in the 15th year of the reign of Asa. And they offered unto the Lord the same time of the spoil which they had brought, 700 oxen and 7,000 sheep. And they entered into the covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. That where whosoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or female. And they swore to the Lord with a loud voice and with shouting and with trumpets and with cornets. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart and sought him with all their whole desire. He was found of them, and the Lord gave them rest round about. And also concerning Micaiah, the mother of Asa, the king, he removed her from being queen, because she had made an idol in the grove, and Asa cut down her idol and stamped it and burnt it at the brook Kidron. But the high places were not taken away out of Israel. Nevertheless, the heart of Asa was perfect all his days. And he brought into the house of God the things that his father had dedicated and that he himself had dedicated: silver, gold, and vessels. And there was no more war unto the 5th and 13th year of the reign of Asa. Amen, amen, amen. So we're going to come to a conclusion of our reading this evening out of 2 Chronicles chapter 15. We'll continue on tomorrow, or actually Friday, yes. 2 Chronicles chapter 16. And we also have Minister Andrew Orlander going on this evening at 8 Central Standard Time. And praise God, we got Lady Diane coming on Wednesdays. Amen. We want to thank you. We also want to come forth with the word on Sunday. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.
just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
Although they've said, never trapped, I want you to know it.